Iraqi weather forecast says it'll be a mixture of sun and clouds today. We'll have a high near 60. The 2016 budget process for Racine County going to be launching next week with County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's speech to the county board. On AM 1400 WRJN this morning, Delagrave wouldn't get into details, but he said his first budget proposal is going to include components that he talked about to the supervisors back in the spring.
My vision when I spoke in April to the county board was mental health, workforce development, and working with business development along I-94, and my budget is focusing on those three priorities.
Following next Tuesday night's speech to the county board, the Finance Committee will conduct a series of meetings with the leaders of each department. The public hearing is October 22nd. Final vote of the board scheduled November 3rd. If past history is any indicator, the 2016 Racine County budget will maintain the levy. John Andramian said he was surprised last week by Rob Zerbon's announcement that he was dropping out of the race for mayor of Kenosha. But that hasn't altered his campaign. Andramian, currently the only candidate in the race, but at a fundraiser last night at the Boathouse, he told WRJN News he doesn't expect it's going to stay that way. Says the campaign has been going pretty well since he announced his bid for re-election to the position that he held for 16 years.
People have been very kind, and so I'm very pleased with where we're at in the campaign at the moment. But like I said, we're just really getting started.
Mayor Keith Bossman announcing back in the spring that he would not be seeking re-election next April. The winning ticket for the $310 million Powerball jackpot last night was sold in Michigan. But a $1 million winner was reported in River Falls and a $10,000 winning ticket sold in Monroe, according to the Wisconsin Lottery. Powerball jackpot goes back to the $40 million starting point for the drawing Saturday night. Big change in store today for stores that aren't prepared to accept the new type of credit card that's out there with that new electronic chip.
For years, we've been used to cards with that magnetic stripe on the back, but those are so old school and so easy to hack or duplicate that Europe hasn't used them for years. Now U.S. merchants have to be able to process the new chip cards, or else they'll be liable for any fraud that results. You'll still have to sign, though, as opposed to the European cards, which use a PIN like your debit card.
This would be the same thing, which is almost nearly impossible to hack.
Deborah Berlin of Protect My Data says it'll probably be several years yet before the chip and PIN system catches on here.
The impact on the consumer is that we're moving toward a more secure system, but only halfway.
I'm Ted Houston.
More than 1.3 million bicycles being recalled in the U.S. because of a crash hazard. They involve 13 companies, 17 different bike brands, and model years 1998 through 2015. The bikes have quick-release levers on the front wheel, which could potentially cause the wheel to stop or even fly off if it comes in contact with the front disc brake rotor. The bikes cost anywhere from $200 to $10,000. They're sold under various brand names, including Fuji, Giant, Haro, and Diamondback. Racine County Judge Michael Piontek, at the request of the District Attorney's Office, dismissing an attempted homicide charge against 30-year-old Edward Cade. He was accused of stabbing his uncle with a screwdriver more than a dozen times in July of last year. The decision on the day that Cade was to have gone on trial coming about because the victim repeatedly failed to show up in court. Judge Piontek, though, dismissing the case with prejudice, which means Cade could be legally charged again if the circumstances change. The police dog in Fond du Lac that survived being shot twice during an incident 4 years ago in which an officer, Craig Burkholz, a Kenosha native, lost his life, well, that dog had to be put down recently. Officer Ryan Williams says it was a difficult decision to let go of Grendel, a 12-year-old German Shepherd.
He really kind of inspired people, kind of motivated people, and it was my way of going out to community and kind of inspiring people during that hard period of time that this whole town went through.
Grendel continued to suffer from nerve damage in his back after he and Officer Williams were shot in March of 2011 during that standoff. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser joined by County Board Chairman Ed Kubicki and others in county government to dedicate a statue at Fox River Park recognizing the Civilian Conservation Corps. It was started by President Franklin Roosevelt. The park in Silver Lake, home to the first CCC barracks in Wisconsin from August of 1934 to October of 37, and was one of more than 125 in the state. Like their counterparts around the country, members of the Conservation Corps improve parks, forests, and natural areas. Many of the buildings created during that period are still in use. The statue and plaque, the result of a $22,000 donation from the Ruth and John Claus Charitable Fund. And despite the efforts of Wisconsin Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan, a Kenosha native, the federal Perkins Loan for Education appears to have ended. A bill to keep funding the oldest federal student aid loan program in the country got unanimous House support, but was rejected in the Senate. Almost a quarter of UW students, about 4,500, rely on the Perkins loans of about $2,500 each year. A federal appellate court panel is being requested by the Wisconsin Department of Justice to reconsider the overturning of the Kenosha County murder conviction of Mark Jensen. He was initially convicted of fatally poisoning his wife with antifreeze at their home in Pleasant Prairie back in 1998. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court ruled earlier this month that a handwritten note from Julie Jensen telling police to look at her husband as the first suspect if something happened to her violated Mark Jensen's right to face his accuser. Jensen found guilty of homicide in 2008 and sentenced to life in prison. Well, now that Governor Walker is out of the presidential race, there's a new poll out that shows Donald Trump leading the GOP field here in Wisconsin.
Trump led the GOP field at 20% in the latest Marquette University Law School poll, up from just 9% in August. Rounding out the top for Republicans were Ben Carson at 16%, Marco Rubio at 14%, and Carly Fiorina at 11%. For Democrats, Hillary Clinton led with 42%, and Bernie Sanders was at 30%. In a head-to-head matchup for 2016, Clinton led most of the GOP presidential field by at least 10 points. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The city of Racine through its forestry division's got a deal for you as the grips of winter get closer and closer. Anybody living east of I-94 can take advantage of the Waste Wood Program. This delivers almost 5 cords of unbundled, uncut wood measuring 12 to 42 inches in diameter. It can be used for fireplaces, as saw logs, or for landscaping purposes. The wood is free, but there is a delivery fee of $75 plus tax when you put in a request form through the Park and Rec office in the City Hall Annex. That document is available online at cityofracine.org/forestry. And a grizzly bear attacked and injured a Wisconsin man at Glacier National Park. The 65-year-old hiking off trail encountered a mama bear and her 2 cubs. She grabbed and shook the man until he was able to deploy his bear spray. Park rangers say the bear's response, defensive. Kenosha police say the driver of a car that rolled over last night in the 1800 block of 16th Avenue after it had struck a parked vehicle, well, the driver was in the process of eating. The unnamed male driver dipping a chicken nugget into some sauce, according to reports. That took focus away from the road. Car veered into the parked vehicle, and then it rolled over onto its roof. The man suffered only some minor injuries. Inattentive driving, the anticipated citation. Sight of a bald eagle alongside U.S. 53 north of Altoona attracted some gawking motorists and resulted in 2 accidents, one right after another. The eagle was standing over a raccoon at the time the first accident occurred. Then moments later, the second accident happened. No major injuries involved. The eagle, by the way, had to go to the Raptor Center of the University of Minnesota for some rehabilitation. There's one state lawmaker who wants to ban certain kinds of animal traps and also end hunting in some areas of the state.
State Senator Fred Risser wants to prohibit steel jaw and body-gripping traps as well as snares.
There are other traps that work just as well. These traps cause wildlife great suffering, but they also pose a threat to visitors and to domestic animals.
The Madison Democrats also offering a separate measure to end hunting and trapping in state parks. That's something that's only been allowed since passage of the Sporting Heritage Bill in 2012. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And nationwide, applications for jobless benefits were up last week, but Michael Descano says the numbers remain actually low, and Wisconsin among the states showing significant declines.
Applications for unemployment benefits rose last week, but Americans are seeking jobless aid at historically low levels, consistent with a healthy job market. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid rose 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 277,000. The 4-week average, a less volatile figure, declined to 270,750. The low level of applications indicates that companies expect the economy will continue to expand and may boost hiring. Michael Toscano, Washington.
The 2016 budget process for Racine County going to start next week with County Executive Jonathan Delagrave speaking to the county board. On WRJN this morning, Delagrave wouldn't go into details, but he said that his first budget proposal will include components that he talked about to the supervisors back in the spring. He, of course, left the Human Services Department to run for county executive, but he's got a solid understanding of the needs at the Ridgewood Care Center.
You know, it's so important that we get them the proper care because they can't take care of themselves. So we want to continue to make Ridgewood the best nursing home in the area, and with budget cuts and some other things going on, you know, I just, that's what weighs on my mind the most is trying to make sure those residents get cared for.
Following next Tuesday night's budget speech, the County Board's Finance Committee will be doing a series of meetings with the leaders of each department. The public hearing is October 22nd. Final vote of the board scheduled November 3rd. If past history is any indicator, the 2016 Racine County budget will also maintain the levy. The Village Board in Summers unanimously supporting a new tax incremental financing district. This will include a proposed festival food store not far from the Walmart Supercenter grocery store, as well as a multifamily residential development. It'll be set up northwest of the intersection of Highways 142 and 31, could draw upwards of $45 million worth of development. The former Sears store in Regency Mall in Racine is going to be occupied soon by Dunham's Sports going into the holiday shopping season. Bit of an issue, though, about signage on the outside of the building, specifically the north and the west walls. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski noting Dunham's is requesting sign standards be amended to allow an almost dozen 5-by-16-foot mural-type signs aimed at creating visibility from Green Bay Road. That's about 900 feet away.
The zoning ordinance allows the Building Inspection Department and staff to review proposed signs to determine whether they're actual art or if they are actual signage. We've determined that this is signage. It's advertising products for sale within the building. We're suggesting there's a different way to do this with banners rather than plastering the building with these signs.
Commissioner Tony Varanth motioned to defer the issue for 2 weeks so that the city and Dunham can talk compromise possibilities. AccuWeather forecast, mixture of sun and clouds this afternoon, high near 60. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.